LLMs reward expertise, but may punish it too. The top scoring post of the day, Sean Godek's essay arguing that large language models reward expertise, generated over 430 comments and sparked exactly the kind of sharp fracture that defines a productive hacker news thread. Godek's core claim is specific. The quality gap between an expert's interaction with an LLM and a novice's interaction is larger than the quality delta in almost any other tool. A senior engineer and a junior engineer using the same text editor produce roughly similar output from the editor itself. The same two people using the same LLM produce dramatically different results, because the expert can recognize errors, course correct, decompose problems, and evaluate answers. One camp in the comments extended the argument, framing LLMs as amplifiers, tools that scale judgment in whatever direction it already points. Good judgment scales into better output, bad judgment scales into convincing, confidently delivered mistakes. The opposing camp pushed back with what several commenters called over-trust zones, moments where an expert's pattern recognition shuts off because the model's output looks plausible enough to pass without scrutiny. The counterintuitive implication is that novices, who know they don't know, may stay more vigilant than experts who've grown comfortable with the tool. A related post, arguing that developers should manually retype LLM-generated code rather than copy-pasting it, connected directly to this tension. The author's argument centers on what they term cognitive debt. Accepting generated code without engaging with it mechanically creates a gap between what a code base does and what its author understands it to do. The HN comments were divided. Many found the suggestion impractical at scale, while others observed that the developers most likely to benefit from the practice are precisely those least likely to follow it. OpenAI researcher Lillian Weng's post on engineering AI for self-improvement, published in July but gaining traction Tuesday, offered a technical corollary to these debates. Weng surveys how AI systems can improve through structured feedback loops, specifically using outcome-based reward signals rather than human preference labels, and creating scaffolding that lets a model evaluate its own intermediate steps rather than just final outputs. The strategic implication is significant. If automated self-critique pipelines can substitute for expensive human labeling, the economics of the entire training loop change. OpenAI's paper on 10 advances in mathematics and theoretical computer science, which drew 554 points and nearly 850 comments, sharpened the debate further. Some commenters with mathematics backgrounds argued that advance was doing considerable work in the headline, with certain results representing verifications or improvements on known bounds rather than genuinely new mathematical insights. The deeper and still unresolved question the thread circled: whether AI systems succeeding at mathematics are doing something that resembles mathematical reasoning or something that merely looks like it from the outside.